Shalom Aleichem, Sabina's friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the 11th shir of Siyata Vishmaya on the topic of Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, Begidre Bia. In the previous shir, we saw Lechoira that according to the Rambam, a Bias Shachov passes between the Rabban and a Shachov. According to the Rambam, is somebody who's Mishamish Mace, that he's not able to harden his organs. And such a person, if he has Bia, if he's a Pasel, he's a Mamzer, he's a Goy, whatever it may be. Passels a person who's passel, a passel a woman, a truma, so a bia shachov passels, but only passels the rabbanon l'chayr. Because mid rabbanon, it's a two-sided bia, it's considered bia mitzadim. Also, according to the Keren Oira, we saw it's a psul d'oraisa, and we said that the pshat is, and that's why it's so pasha to the Gemara that it's passel, is because we're dealing with the chalos isir ba, since we're doing a chalos isir on the isha. Even though mitzad him, it's not a bia, mitzad her, it is a bia. And memela, she is going to be asur, even though Raisa and Lechor, Reb Chaim Alevi also holds in the Perek Beis, Mihilchos Nara. Misula, that it's Dai Raisa, because there he says that, Agave Mishamish Meis, he says that the din bia passes Latruma. And therefore, there's going to be boshes or pagam for the father, because he's he any schus that comes because of the bia is shayach to the father, even though there's no knas of anisim afatik. Because mitzad chayav pshat Reb Chaim is that mitzad the man, since he's a shachuf, so then it's not a bia. If it's not a woman, it is the woman. It is and in mele there's anisim pagam, and that would go there's boshes or pagam. And that would go to the father. So again, like the Karanira, we learned the Karanira, the Pshat is mitzad him. Mitzad him, it's not a bia, mitzad her, it's a bia. And in Mela, we can have a psul on her, and she's psula. Lefizeh, mashepachos mi bentes, eno poisel l'truma. So if he's less than 9, he doesn't pass the l'truma. The bia of an under 9-year-old doesn't pass the l'truma, even though we don't have a pasuk of ish lamayit. We have a pasuk of ish lamayit a kutn that he doesn't ask of the woman. We don't have a pasuk to be mamayit that he doesn't pass the truma. So maishna pachos mi bentes from a shachuf. That is, his bi is not a bi, his bi is not a bi. A shachuf passels and a pachos mi bentes doesn't passel. So maishna pachos mi bentes on the 9-year-old, his bi is not a bi. Who doesn't pass the truma, a shachuf who does passel. So, Baal Kolcheinu, Tzarich Lomar, what do we have to say? We have to say is, She'achrei she'kan nitba'er, P'sul t'rume v'isul b'aylo chadu, V'meshet t'lo yedavar rak ba, V'yotan nevelet l'posul. As we learned in the previous shir, the P'sul of Truma and the Isser to her husband are one Isser. Right? That's why, by a Shachuf, a shachuf also answers her to her husband. Why does a shachuf answer her to her husband? So we said in an earlier shir pshat like the Rosameach that it's midinu malo bama. It's an act of infidelity. Because it's an act of infidelity, no, it's not a proper bia, but it's enough infidelity in order to answer to her husband. However, in the previous shir we said that since it's a chalais iser ba ayidei biyasa, the chalos iser is on her, so memela, even though mitzad him it's not bia, since mitzad her it's bia, so it both passes her and it answers her. And we have a pasuk that says ish, that she's not usher. If the boyel is less than 9 years old, so what is that telling us? As ish ben tes, when the pasuk is memayit ish, that she doesn't become usher to her husband. If the bia is done with less than under 9 year old, so machlokas. Under 9, after 9. But according to those who say it's less than 9, as ne'amar b'zeh, what was said in this, Shagam legabe shem bia dido. Bo Yaakov panim nivelis leben bia. We still need for her shem bia. We still need that should be nivelis, that the bia should be done by a ben bia, by somebody who is capable of having bia. And if so, if not, she is not considered as a nivelis. And therefore, if he is a shahuf, so at least he's a ben bia, so she's a surah. But if he's under 9, then not. And therefore, kain hu l'truma. Uvual kain, midivrei Rambam, b'hilchos trumas, shekosev is din ha-shachuf, v'nigud l'bentes. The Rambam contrasts shachuf and a child, because if he's less than 9 years old, it's not considered a bia at all. So therefore, there's no psul truma. We had asked, how come there's a psul truma for a shachuf and not for a child under 9? The answer is, because he's not a ben bia. So just like he's not a ben bia, he doesn't answer the woman to her husband. So he's not a ben bia, so he also doesn't pass a truma. What about, parenthetically, kedushei bia b'mishamish meis? What about somebody who was Mekadish, a woman, but he does it with a soft aver? So that's discussed by the Shara Melech at the end of the first paragraph of Ishus. And based on what we said, we can possibly think sich mitten heiligil Shara HaMelech. So also we have to say, according to this, when the Rambam writes in the Surei Bia, chutz mi terumeh, in other words, the Rambam writes, Aleph Yud Aleph, Kolabot Bia Asura Belo Kishui. If somebody has a Bia Asura and his Aver isn't hard, El She'ever Shalom Meduldo, Kamo Aver HaMesim, it's like the Aver of Cholim, or Mishnoilat Kach, somebody who unfortunately doesn't have the ability to be Makshe his Aver. So even though he puts it in, he's Machinus his Aver Biyadoi, so he's not chayev any punishment. So this is not considered bia. But there is a psul truma, and Bezin gives them malchus. So now, based on what we're saying, the Rambam doesn't hold that with a married woman it's only asur d'rabbanan. Lechora it's even asur d'oraisa again because the psul is ba. And if mitzad her it's bia, then this is asur d'oraisa. And so why then does the Rambam not mention anything about a married woman? And the answer is because the guf hadin, the Rambam writes b'mekoymoi b'hilchos saita. Like we see in the first halach over there, in the first parak, you know, I'm Rabbi Tayri, Kines Ishtai, Wishlam Rafinah, the Mount Tistri Mish Pliny, Afilu Hayavia, Elchia, O Akum, Vayevedo Shachuf, who are Isha Shaino Miskashe, Veno Moilit. So you see that it's Aser even with a Shachuf, this Kinu even with a Shachuf, and she's Asur with a Shachuf. So the Rambam writes it there, Bimakoma. So why does the Rambam write here in Asurei Bia, the Inn of Truma? Rambam writes it as a hakdama to tell you, we're talking about a surei bia over here, so there is makas mardus, even though it's not a proper bia, but there's still going to be makas mardus, right? It's not a proper bia mitzido, but there's still going to be makas mardus, because al kopanim nasiba bia, kevin shehuv hi gedolim, so since they're both gedolim, so he's a bar bia, so they both get malchus, and that we brought one dugma. We brought the dugma from the padre psul truma. And that shows that it's a psul d'oraisa. And you don't have to bring all the dugmaot. So bias pnuya is more shchiyach. It's easier, more available with a pnuya, easier with a pnuya. So therefore we bring that example. But the maisa, it applies equally as well to a married woman, that if it would be a shechel, it would be asur d'oraisa, and the bia is a bia mitzida. Since mitzida is considered a valid bia, and meila, she is asura. Even mid'oraisa. And with this, we can explain Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Sota, in the 10th halacha, that from the pasuk of Ish, were memayet a katan and a behema. Rambam writes, in Halacha Vav, I said Yeret Vav, Amar lo lo tistri ish ploni v'ya katan pachos miben teisha shanim v'yoyim echod. He says, don't have seclude with this gentleman. Even if the gentleman happens to be a third grader, he's less than 9 years old. Or he says, don't have seclusion, don't seclude yourself with your animal, or with anyone's animal. So what's the din? And that's not considered a kinui. That's not a proper kinoi, because it says v'shachav ish. So she doesn't become usher to her husband with a katan or a, right? In other words, in order, the whole din of sota is that she becomes usher. She's with this person. We suspect she was with this person. So, but she doesn't become usher with a child under the age of 9. And she doesn't become usher with a behema, chmano utzlan. So that's the Rambam from the word ish. Okay? So in the tshuvas of the Marami Lublin, in Simen Kuf Tez Zayin, the tshuvas Chaim Sh'al Simen Nun Gimel, they're oimed on the Nekuda that in the Sugyan Sota 26b, we see that ein znus lebehema. We learn out that there's no znus for an animal. Where do you see that? Because the iser is an esnan zona and not an esnan kelev. In other words, we know that there's a din that Pasuk says, Lo savi esnan zono mechir kelev beis Hashem alekech alachol nedeh. You now that I bring as a carbon a behema that was given as payment to a prostitute for her services, or something that was given to a person as a payment for his dog. So in other words, let's say they exchanged a sheep for a dog. So in such a case, though that sheep may not be brought as a carbon. He paid the Zaina for his services with a sheep. So that may not be used. That's the Esnan Zaina. Tashlam for Zaina. Tashvakel. But, so that man may have used a carbon. Besanyom, we learned in a Baraisa, Esnan Kelev, a behema that was given as payment to a Zona in order that she should have Bia with a Kelev and Mechir Zona. Or a behema that was given as payment to buy an ishazona are permitted to be brought. And we learn from Gam Shneim, Shneim Bel Arba. So not these two cases. In other words, it's Dafka, the case of Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev, and not Esnan Kelev Mechir Zona. So we have that. What's an Esnan Kelev? Again, a behema that was given as payment to a Zona in order that, like Rashi says, in order that she should have beer with a kelev. He says, Helech tleh zeh, take this tleh, and have a beer with my dog. Okay, so again, we're talking about people over here, not again, talking about people over here with sick ideas. But that's the Torah has to talk about that. Ein ma lasot. You know, you have to get society in order, otherwise, another way the world's going to look, like it's looking more and more like today, Rachmana Litzlan. In any event, now, peep the social commentary out of here. So, we see in the Sugya in Sota Chavav Amud Beis that there's no znus for a behema. Why not? Because there's no esnan kelev. Esnan kelev is znus for the behema. So that's not asur. So ein znus no behema. So where does the Rambam learn ein znus la behema? From Ish. The Gemara learns it from Ish. That's where we're Mayit. That's the Rambam writes that we're Mayit from Ish. However, from the Gemara, we see that ain't zusna behema were mamayit from esnan zon v'lo esnan kelev. So which one is it? Do you learn that it's not considered zusna the behema from the word ish, which means mamayit a behema, or do you learn from, like the Rambam does, or like the Gemara does, from esnan zona below esnan kelev? Where do you learn ein zusna behema? The Rambam seems to contradict the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't learn ein zusna behema from ish. And moreover, we can ask even more, that we see in the Sugya in Yevamos 59b, that since ein zusna behema, she's not nifselas lekahuna if she's with a behema. Now, according to the Rambam, that's not enough. We require a miut of ish that was said in the parish of Sota, and the right there, that's what the Rambam says, in order for it not to be considered znus, we need ish, and that has nothing to do with the psil kahuna, where it doesn't say anything about ish. So where would the Rambam get that there's no psil kahuna for a behema? So that is what we are going to discuss, Ezrat Hashem, in the Kimmud Geshir, and we are going to see a mahalach to answer this Rambam. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we are going to see continued niflos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. This was super duper. This is mamish taras Hashem tumima. All right, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, Be'ezrat Hashem, b'lina le'mamshich.